Sean Wiggins is not is a hater. I can give somebody their flowers if it's deserved. Okay? I'm a fan. No shade. All right, let's take a call. 0609, you're live on the air. Do we have a problem?
Hey. Hello. Hi, how are you?
Yes. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I thought the song was okay. It wasn't nothing groundbreaking, just, you know, just typical Nicki rapping good. I didn't get stopped anything in it. You know, do you think, how do you feel about it? Like, was it groundbreaking, something different?
I think it was something different for her. I think she's introducing us to the era that we're about to get. I think she found her sound. I think for a minute she was trying to figure out what is the Nicki sound in 2022. Like, what is this Nicki Minaj number 5 wave? What is this sound like? How am I gonna get back out here into the game? Like, you know, like, music has changed. Where am I?
Yeah.
Where is my foot? And I feel like this was just the introduction, you know, to what we're about to be getting. So this was cute. I liked it. I did. I liked it. And I think that this was smooth. And I think that the next song is going to be the banger.
Do you think that she needs to do the solo stuff on her own? I mean, I think,
absolutely,
like, you're at the introduction,
absolutely,
time, but don't you think, you know, like what you said about the you know, I think, what was it, the Something for the Hotties album? Yeah, I like that album, and I just feel like that was a 21 album track solo, no features. It didn't,
right,
sell too good, but it's still top 5 Billboard. You know what
again,
I'm saying? So,
again, but what we have to do, Nicki Minaj, at the end of the day, Nicki Minaj has not been out for a long time. Little Baby,
so
is hot.
She needs someone hot. So she needs someone hot to get talking again. If she's
exactly,
you know,
but I mean, but there's nothing wrong with,
queen,
but there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Everybody does that. Everyone has done that.
So basically, so what I'm saying is, do you think her fans should stop saying that everybody else needs features to go number one, since that's exactly what she's trying to do?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I don't even think that's the conversation. I think the conversation, because I don't know if this is going number one. I don't even think that I don't see this as a number one record. I just like the record.
Well, no,
I'm
they
not
called
saying that this is...
Cardi song, they said it was a flop that went number two, but I'm saying that was a solo. What I'm saying is everyone else can do solos. I don't really care about the sales. I'm not like you. I'm not really into the sales. The music's good. So what I'm saying is,
yeah,
if everyone else can do solo stuff, why can't she? And they're not even on her level. That's
well,
what I'm
no.
Trying to
so here's
you.
The thing.
Like,
what I'm saying is, because I don't really want to bring up other artists, but you know, because you get so messy with it. But what I'm saying is, when you're an artist and you haven't been out in a while, right? It's like an algorithm thing. It's literally like an algorithm thing. You need to. It's almost like a reintroduction. So here she is with Lil Baby, the hottest artist out right now. You know what I mean? She does a collab. They're creating a moment. They're creating an era. They're creating a moment, and they're reintroducing Nicki Minaj for the rollout of her fifth era. There's nothing wrong with a Lil Baby introduction to kickstart her into her Nicki Minaj era. People do it all the time. I don't see there's anything wrong. So fans need to stop saying that, you know, like that's a problem to link up with people to do that. Cardi B did that as well with Megan Thee Stallion.
No, I'm not saying for her coming back. I'm just saying, like, at the status that she's at. Like, I like all the girls. Like, I don't hate on anybody. What I'm saying is the status that she's at, even though she's been gone, I'm saying she should be able to do her solo thing. So what I'm saying is this song she has with him, you said she'd have another song.
Hold on. She should be able to do her solo thing, but why? Let's let that come out, but we're not talking about that right now. What we're talking about right now is the video, and she did what needed to be done in this moment. So why can't we say?
Yeah, I'm saying
it
that
was good.
The video was good, but I'm saying it's just typical. Like what I'm saying is, it's not like I think her previous work was better than this song. I don't need a club banger from her. What I'm saying is, I don't need to shake my ass every time someone does a song. It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
The music.
Thank you. It's the cursing from me. Hold on. Let me get the calls. Listen, you guys can talk, but you know the rules. There was another caller. There was somebody else. Hold on. There was somebody else that super chatted, and I didn't, and I missed it. Hold on, guys. Did anybody get 4986? I'm going to take it. I'm going to take this one. 4986. But there was somebody else. Hopefully, can you write your number down in there? Moderators. Okay, 4986. Let me see. Okay, 4986, you're live on the air. There was a 333 number. 4986.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
How are you?
Good.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say, like, I'm so tired of people, like, not giving her props. Like, she did her thing this time. I'm going to be honest. Like, when I first heard the song, I felt like it was okay, too. Like, I felt like it was okay. But after I slept on it, I listened to it today, and then I listened to it in the car. It definitely bangs in the car. And the video was everything. She took the concept from one of my favorite movies, Salt, with Angelina Jolie and stuff. So, yeah, like, she took that concept, and she did it justice. Lil Baby did it justice. They both split on the song. So I feel like people need to go ahead and give her props. Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, she definitely did good. I feel like they keep saying, oh, she needs to come out and do solo stuff. But, like, people don't understand, like, she haven't been out for, like, a minute. So, obviously, she's going to need somebody that's been hot, you know, to kind of give her that push. And everyone does it. So, I don't know why they keep trying to put that on Nicki, like, oh, she needs to come out and do solo stuff. Like, let her do her. Like,
that's like if you've kind of been kind of cold or off the grid for a minute, you're trying to come and release a project. Why would you do, like, there's no momentum behind you. Like,
exactly.
When you team up with someone that has some momentum, you get in there, y'all create a moment. Like, I don't understand why people are acting like that's a problem. Literally everyone does that.
Like, literally everyone. And she definitely came with the bars, too. I'm just ready. I'm ready for this era. I'm ready for the next song. I think I'm going to like the next song better than this one. But I still definitely, like, do we have a problem? No, like, both of them, they're going to bang. And I'm just ready for it.
I guarantee you this weekend, see, this is what happens, though. By Super Bowl weekend, if you go out to any parties and Do We Have a Problem come on, the club is going to go crazy. Bust and come on, the club is going to go crazy. What ends up happening is you don't like you're what we all do this. You're so critical in the beginning. I remember Drake said this, like, in the interview. He was like, you know, usually people, the song first come out, everybody trashes the song. A week later, they love the record. You know what I mean? It's just so.
Yeah.
I like, you know, maybe you don't like it immediately when you heard it, but I liked it immediately almost. I almost felt like, damn, Nicki, I wanted a little bit more rapping. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It sounded like she was doing it. But I get it. I got it. And then especially now that Bustin' is coming out, I'm like, okay,
this is where we're going to really get.
That's going to be the one. You know what I mean? And I think that's going to be great, you know, for the clubs. And I think that when you go out, if you go out or people going out to these parties and going to clubs, and, you know, it's going to Super Bowl's out here in L.A. I can tell you now, if Do You Have a Problem come on tonight, the club is going up, and they plan it at prime time. And it's going to hit. It's going to hit. And so she did her thing on it. And I'm not going to sit up here and hate on her.
Yeah, I feel like people just want to hate. But, yeah, I just wanted to call in and say that I love your show. Thanks for taking my call. Keep doing
it.
All
right, thank you,
bye.
Bro. All right, 3573, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So I'm not mad at this at all. This video took me back to, I'm about to get, like, real poppy-like, but do you remember that that telephone song with Beyonce and Lady Gaga? Like, just the whole, like, that whole, like, little telestory miniseries thing. Like, I liked that. I was super engaged in it because it was a lot more going on. However, I did have to watch it twice also, though, just because I didn't know what to expect at first. So I didn't want to be super, I don't know, judgmental and just not like it off rip. But so I watched it the second time and I liked it. I really liked it a lot. I feel like the bars were on point. Her looks were cool. The acting at first wasn't convincing to me, but I watched it the second time, and I was like, I like this for her. I really feel
well, the acting is okay. Now, the part of the acting for me that was the real key was when she had on, if you can look at the screen, is when she had on this wig, when she was in there, when she was actually about to kill the guy, that, and then she had jumped up with the guns, like, do the step, and then she hold
when
the guns up. I was like,
the way she was holding the guns, that part made me uneasy.
Yeah, and with that wig sitting on there like that.
I like the other bob, though, with her in the car. I think that one was cute, the headscarf. That was a cute look to me. And I think she did better with the acting part on the second half of the video. I think that was cool.
Yeah.
And then as far as bussing, I think you and I are similar because as soon as I heard that, okay, I was like, "This, I'm waiting for this. I want this." That one just seemed like it's going to hit to me. But she did sound a lot like, what is that song with Tekashi, That Boy? It sounded like that to me.
What is the Tekashi record?
No Friends, whatever.
Yeah. It did sound like that. But I mean, but you know what? I'm not mad at it, though. You know what I mean? If the flow worked. And so I said, let's go with it. But I know that she's going to switch it up. Like, I don't think we're going to get that the whole time. So I don't mind. I don't mind her playing with her different flows that she have. A lot of people do that. So we'll see. But it did. It definitely did. It was remnant of that Tekashi record.
But I'm
was
just
it trolls?
Excited to hear from her. I don't. What is it called? I don't know.
Or Fifi. It was Fifi.
Yes. It sounds like that to me. But I mean, that's okay because I'm happy to have music from her. This is something that I could slap. I could like have it, you know, circulating in my playlist or whatever. But I'm more excited for Bussin than I am for. This one is, do we have a problem? So I'm waiting on that.
But again, let me ask you this. Do you think, though, I don't know, in this weird way, I still feel like this was a great prelude to the Bussin, because I feel like if Bussin came out first, we don't get Do You Have a Problem. So I think
that
she was able to squeeze out both records. So the rollout is more like she's able to create a bigger moment. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you'll appreciate Do You Have a Problem when Bussin comes out. Like, I think that, and I think that the way that they did this is we're going to appreciate Bussin more. I don't feel like we would have appreciated Bussin the way that we are going to had we not gotten Do We Have a Problem.
I
don't know. I just feel like
1,000%. I agree with that 1,000% because just the wave that we're in with music right now, like especially female rap, it's all upbeat, shake that, do this, pop that, whatever. So that's what Bussin is going to sound like. So it was real strategic of her to put that at the end, like, okay, listen to this. But yeah, I got this coming too. I could do the same thing. So I'm here for the whole thing. I want to see what the project is going to be because I miss Nicki. I like them all, but I miss Nicki. Nicki was a big part of my 20s, so I'm here for it.
Yeah. Thanks, Boo. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
And I agree with her because I think that it allows, like, you guys got to think, music is not lasting anymore, right? So she could have thrown out Bussin 2-3 months, whatever, it's done. You know, but at least now she's got 2 songs in rotation. So she's creating a longevity with the records. She's got 2 Lil Baby records. They both dope. You can, this one's a lighter one. This one, she was able to act and do this and that, you know, and then you got the Bussin, that's the hardcore. You get to pick and juggle through, you know, between the records. I think this was brilliant that she did that because she got 2 records out instead of the one. Had she just released the Bussin record, we would not have gotten Do We Have a Problem. It just wouldn't have been a great follow-up. But Bussin is a perfect follow-up. And so this little rollout, this momentum that she's trying to create for herself is perfect. You never play your best card first. But, I mean, it's still a good card. So I'm here for it, okay? I'm here for this energy. I will not allow... I mean, y'all can do what y'all want, but I will not be convinced into slandering this record or this video. I'm not going to do it because she did what needed to be done. 1989, you're live on the air.
So I don't know why the first caller was so upset. I don't know what that energy was about. But listen, I agree with you on the last two callers. This is a celebration. The queen of rap has returned. We got a budget. We got a production. We got a hit. You know, we got bars. Like, it felt good. Like, this is what Nicki does best. Flow, you know, switching up versatility, you know, singing on the track, you know, skating on the track. You know, the whole thing with Lil Baby is strategy. You know, Jay-Z did a whole album with Kanye West. Like, Nicki knows how to keep herself relevant and in the game and a part of the conversation. And just to speak earlier to what you were talking about, the interviews and everything, it was just so good to see the radio people, everybody reacting to her. It was just like everybody was happy. They're like, yes, like, we're excited again. You know, I feel like the difference between Nicki and the other girls is Nicki has replay value. Her music has replay value. That's what you see on Spotify. This is something that you're going to be able to play months later, years later. Like, it's not like you get sick of it. It just has that thing. It grows on you, like you said. You know, let's also
– I don't think that the Nicki Minaj – for me, I'm not looking at this as a Nicki Minaj moment taking away from – any other girl like Cardi or Meg or Doja or any of the girls. What I see, this, the reason why I'm excited, because it lets me know the girls are growing, okay? Meaning everybody's putting their best foot forward. We got Nicki and Lil Baby. We got a Cardi B, Kanye. Like, this is for people that want the music. These girls ain't playing. Yeah. So I have a lot of – I have music. You know, like, this is everything. Yeah. Like, the girls are really going to put their best foot forward. So us as fans and consumers, we're going to get – I'm looking for my hot boy summer, okay? I'm excited. Absolutely. So it just lets me know. And I feel like in this space, when the girls are putting out music like this and you feel like they're trying, they're linking up, and you hear Cardi and Kanye and Nicki and Lil Baby and this and that, you know that – people are working. You know what I mean? And you know Meg is paying attention. And so that means – and everybody is going to start stepping their game up. Everybody's going to push, which means we get better quality music videos. We get more music. We get full, great quality albums as the fans. So we're about to get fed from everybody. And so this is amazing because all of our favorite people are going to be giving us quality.
Yeah. I think there's a challenge here, too, that Nicki said. She didn't talk about her area nowhere near the song. There was no twerking. It was just about the bars. It was just about the music. So it's going to be interesting to see how all the girls come back creatively. Like, are they going to do the same thing that's been done for the last couple of years, or are they going to switch it up and step it up? So, yeah, I'm excited about that. You know, it's so interesting. Nicki talked about her writer's block in a few of the interviews. And I think, honestly, like, looking at how she vibed with Lil Baby, a rapper, I kind of feel like it's because she's not had anybody challenge her. You know, like, since a Kim, since a Remy, like, actually, like, on a record, like, diss track, like, I'm coming for you. So I feel like she's just like, well, what am I doing? You know, so I think Lil Baby, Drake, I think being around rappers again kind of got her juices flowing because the females weren't trying to challenge her in that way. So she's like, okay, so what am I going to do? How am I going to, you know, where's my next Roman's Revenge or Monster if it's not needed? You know, if nobody's coming at me. So it's interesting, but I'm glad she's happy. She looks confident. She looks like she's in her Nicki bag. She's not concerned about what anybody else is doing. She's giving us her. And that's all.
And most importantly, I can tell that Nicki Minaj is listening to people.
Yes.
She's taking advice.
Absolutely. Her last team right now is punching the air because this was a rollout. This is what her last team couldn't do. This was a rollout with her new manager and everything. Like, they aren't playing games this year. The James Corden show, that interview, the viral Adele impression she just did, like, Nicki is coming, and there's no stopping her.
So, all right, boo. I got to take some more calls, but thank you. All right, bye. All right, y'all. I'm going to take this one. 6008. Let's get her on here. Oh, child, y'all is in this queue today. 6008. Hey, boo, what's going on?
None. I'm good. I'm just watching your show and doing dishes at the same time.
Okay.
You got to get the house clean. So I just want to say I rock with the record, and I haven't rocked with a Nicki record in a long time. I can mess with this record. I played it in my car on my way to Walmart, and I think I played it like 15 times.
Yeah, I've been playing it all day. And the video was cool, too. It was something different that we got from Nicki Minaj.
Yeah,
and it didn't look like anybody else's stuff.
So lazy when it comes to creativity.
Yeah.
Everybody knows she's not that good when it comes to visuals. That's just not her. She's not Cardi in that department or Doja. My only gripes with this song is just Lil Baby is just so gassed. Y'all be 93 gassing him up. He be playing
like
freezer tag with the beat. His words crashing together. Nicki outshine him, but I expect Nicki to outshine him. The second, I wish it was less video, more song. The song should have been longer. And I want to see which of the girls are going to imitate, and by girls, I mean Doja. I want to see which of the girls are going to imitate this.
Well,
but,
what I like, though, when we're talking now, because Doja just dropped the video, her visuals was fire. You know what I mean? Cardi B, I know she's coming with fire visuals. Nicki.
And if she's working with Kanye,
yeah,
creativity is going to be off the chain.
Gemini and
a Libra together. I want to see that. Gemini and a Libra unity.
Yes, and they've always been doing that. I mean, Doja Cat and Cardi and, you know, these other girls, they've always had that stuff in the bag. But it's good now to see that Nicki Minaj is stepping out and being more creative. So we're getting quality. Everybody is playing now. Everybody is playing, and no one is looking the same. This is where we need to be at. Now we're cooking. Now we're cooking.
Yeah, we.
Because now
we're
cooking.
Came to play, and some of y'all can't play, can't take the grease, so you're going to have to get out the kitchen. You're going to have to go somewhere else.
Yes. All right, thank you.
But I like this record. This is the this is the Nicki that I used to listen to in high school when she was first doing mixtape. Usually I don't like to hear Nicki sing. I'd be like, oh, my God, why does she have to sing? But I can deal with this sound. I can deal with her singing on here because I like this sound from her. This is new for her and different. I was like, okay, she's switching it up. She actually sounds good. I usually don't like auto-tune. I don't like her trying to sing because it's just nerve-wracking and ear cringy, but I like this. I can tolerate this. And it's bars, just straight bars. Not from her baby, but straight bars from her. But this is the Nicki that I've wanted since 2009, since Playtime was over, since mixtapes, since I was in high school. Okay, this is the Nicki that I grew up with. This is the Nicki that I believe in. But, yeah, that's all I had to say. Bye.
All right. Bye, boo. You have a good day. Bye. Okay, boom. Okay, we're going to keep it moving. Ooh, child. It's a lot of people in here, girl. I'm just like, ooh. All right. 8822, you live on the air. Give it to me.
Armand, let me tell you.
Yes.
This era that's coming up, listen, it's no joke. My sister's coming, okay? She's coming for blood. She's coming for everybody. And I'm so glad and happy that you gagged the girls and you gagged the Body Gang members, because a lot of them was kind of expecting you to come in here and drag Onika, but you didn't. You said you liked the song and everything, so and you gave your honest opinion. So I'm really glad that you did what you had to do.
But hold on, this is not about gagging anybody, because this is really not about Cardi B versus Nicki. This is about the music. This is not about anybody else. This is just about Nicki Minaj. She did what needed to be done. That does not have any,
no,
that doesn't take away or anything from what Cardi B will do and have done.
I get that, but what I'm trying to say is that a lot of people thought you was going to come in here and hate on the song. So I'm saying
the people
who hate on Nicki consistently thought you was going to come in here and be like, oh, my God, this song is so trash, and, you know, and blah, 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 and blah. But, again, with that being said, anybody who's publicly hating is making less than her, so I don't really care. But anyways, so thoughts on the song, though. I love the song. When I first heard it, as one of the head barbs, I want to tell you, I didn't really, I was like, it's okay. But I had to, like, you know, because first of all, the video was great. The video, I love how she was acting and, you know, giving the production a set. I like how she wasn't giving no green screen. She wasn't doing everything that these girls was doing. She also wasn't in no pool, like y'all would like to say. So I'm really glad that she, you know, she was really stepping out of her comfort zone and doing what she really loved, which is acting too. So it was great. But the song, I had to, like, take the video out and listen to the song in full with the audio. And the song bangs. Like, once you give it a couple of listens, it definitely can grow on you. So the song is amazing. And I also feel like, yeah, maybe she was not really rapping as hard like she was rapping on Seeing Green Infractions. But with that being said, I think the song, I think the song was good because she had different cadences and different flows. Nikki switched up her flow like 4 or 3 times. A lot of these girls can't do that. And that's what makes her so talented, and that's what makes her the standout. And also, I think what makes her the standout is because in this song, she wasn't really talking about her P or her B. She was talking about, you know, about like real stuff, and she was really rapping, and, you know, she was on her little trap stuff. And
yeah.
It was cool. And I also feel
like... I like trap Nikki. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
You know what I mean? And I also feel like it's like, damn it if you do, damn it if you don't. I feel like when Nikki talks about her P and her V, people say, oh, she's hitting on the new girls, but she's talking about the same thing that they talk about. But then when Nikki comes out and really gives you guys bars, y'all say she's boring, or y'all say, oh, the song is trash. So it's just like, y'all just hate this black woman. Y'all can't understand why she's so successful and why her fans go so hard for her. So we don't really care. Lil Baby was dope on the song. I did agree with the last caller. Lil Baby, to me, I feel like y'all gassed him a little bit, though. He is, you know, a popping rapper. He's hot. You know, he's for the streets and stuff. But Lil Baby is not really rapping like a Kendrick or a J. Cole. But I feel like he definitely has his land, his flow. So I respect him. You know, everybody can't be, you know, a Kendrick or a Cole or a Pac or whatever, but he's good. But on this song, he surprised me. He shut me up because on this song, he was really flowing. I kind of honestly think he almost bodied Nikki, if you ask me. I think he really was really spitting.
But see,
song.
But I
like
feel like... But you know what? And he did. But well, here's the thing, though. Even with the, like, this was a more standout verse for Baby, but this was an introduction for Nikki. I'm telling you, she's coming on this next one. And Nikki, that first flow, that first verse, verse, you really got to get into that. She really, she really hopped around on that. Like, she played with that. Like, you really got to go back and play that first verse. She played with that. Okay, this is, she was, like, I feel like she's been trying this. Like, this is the first time I feel like we really got the trap, Nikki, like, this new sound, like, you know what I mean? Like, this is something that she really don't do, and, like, but she did it, you know what I mean? So, I don't know, I just feel like this, maybe you could say Baby bodied her on this one, but I feel like she knew that because she was doing more melodic stuff on this one. I don't think this wasn't a hardcore rapper back and forth situation. The next one she rapping on. This is more melody.
But then again, like I said, like she had different cadences and she switched up her flow like 4 times in the song. And what was smart on what she did was she made a song like a club beat and a party song too, because this can get played in the clubs. So she was, you know, she was really rapping on this, but she kind of, you know, had that club anthem to it. So it's really good. And that busting, I'm telling you, when that comes out, the girls are going to gag. And no, I'm not going to stop because this song is definitely breathtaking. So Speed and Gonzalez is on here, okay? But with that being said, though, the song was great. I think everything was great. I'm ready for this era. Like, she set the standard, and I really feel like these girls are going to have a lot of pressure to come out and really do what, you know, Nikki is doing. Not even just exactly, but just really come out and push your pen and really just rap. And my last thing before I go. Somebody earlier said something about how Nikki can't stand alone. She needs people to come out with a song and stuff like that. Let's be clear. A lot of these artists do that. When Rihanna was coming out with Anti, her first single was Work. Drake was on that song. Cardi did that with Megan. Lizzo did that with Cardi. Like, all these artists do that. Drake did that with Future and Young Thug. Like, people do that. So I don't feel like, but when it comes to Nikki, Nikki got to stand alone. Let's be clear. A lot of Nikki songs that she has that are top 10 are her own records. Super Bass, Starship, Young Love, these are top 10 records that she was alone. She didn't have nobody on her songs, and those songs were iconic songs by herself. So I don't really feel like that's a valid point. But I'll leave it there because I know the
team. All right,
cool,
but we got to take some more people. 1513, you live on the air. I love you, bye. Thanks for calling. Okay, 1513, you live.
Hey, what's up, Armand? What's up?
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
Nice and chilling at work, but I just wanted to chime in real quick. I just wanted to say, I think the video was dope. I do wish it was a little bit more rapid, and I'm a big-ass barb. I do wish it was a little bit more rapid. And I think a lot of people not feeling it because I feel like they thought that she was going to be sending shots at people and rapping about her pussy. And
Thank you. Let me get Eva on here before I wrap it up because now it's getting ghetto. I got so many people on this queue. Okay, 5385, you're live on the air.
That always takes me. It always takes me out when you do that. I'm sorry.
What takes you out? What?
When you do that, click. Yeah.
Oh, would I hang up?
Yes. Okay. Now give me my flowers. Thank you.
What?
Did I not tell you? And you could play the audio back. Did I not tell you that it was going to be two songs in one and she was going to do an outro song and the actual single that's supposed to be on her album is Bustin'? And just so you girls know, I was actually on set and they were debating about which song was going to actually come out. But we're not going to, you know, she did good. It was okay. But the second song, we're not going to sit here and act like it's not 6ix9ine Flow from Fifi. We're not going to sit here and act like that. That's exactly why they didn't put that song out first, because everyone would have said, this is Fifi again. So let's not, you're sitting here saying, oh, it's a new sound. This is not a new sound. This is 6ix9ine's flow. Like, remember, she was an add-on at the end for Fifi. She wasn't the original. Fifi was already going to come out before Nicki even jumped on it. So let's not act like that's not 6ix9ine's flow, because you can play the songs together.
It does give a Fifi, but we just got that little part. She's not going to give that the whole time. If you were on set, did you hear the whole record?
I know that, but we're not going to sit here and act like she doesn't take people's flows, which is fine. You can do that, but it's not a new sound because
I didn't say that she created a new sound. I said that she found her sound. I said that she found her recipe. She's adapting. Like, she figured out, okay, she's
somebody else's
falling
flow
into the trap. No, well, I think it's more of a trap. This is more of the trap Nicki, and I think she liked that flow that she did on Fifi, and she might have added that to the bus, and it worked. However, this is still a new sound for her. It is a new sound for her. This is a new sound for her,
but it's not a new sound.
No,
my
I never said it was a new sound.
If you're innovative, if you said, oh, she found her sound. No, she already did that sound. She took somebody else's flow when she was on Fifi. It's easy
okay,
to get on.
Okay, hold on. Let's
song.
let's start from the beginning. She definitely do we have a problem? And then let's go to Bustin'. Do we have a problem?
Do we have
a new sound for Nicki Minaj?
Correct. It was Lil Baby's old flow, which is fine. You can, as long as you're on the same song, you can.
Are we
going to
sit up here and, okay, what do you want to do? Because you're going to sit up here and act like people don't steal flows all day long. Tory Lanez, Drake, everybody adapts flows.
No. But I'm not arguing with you, but what I'm saying is, you know, I already heard these songs. I was on set for them. And I told you exactly how this rollout, how this video was going to be. Did I not tell you?
Yeah.
And the girls were in the chat saying I was lying. And I said, no, and then to this day, the song "Do We Have a Problem" is not on the. It's not going to be on the album. Bustin' is going to be on the album. They were testing both songs to see which one's going to do better, which is smart. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, you know, it was okay, but we're not going to sit here and act like Bustin' isn't Fifi 2.0.
Okay, I mean, I mean, I hear you, and I see it too. So I'm not going to sit there and act like that's not true, because you're right. It definitely
and
sounds
I'll, and
like
I'll give
Fifi.
Her props. Do we have a problem? I'll give her props. She did not rap about her pee one time. I'll give her props for that. And she did change her flow three times, like the other bars.
And then, too,
I'm not a hater.
The video was more – that was a really creative thing. We haven't seen creativity from Nicki in a very long time.
In a while. So I'll give her that. And the only reason that those actors were even in the video, which – what the girls were not telling you is that she's actually working with 50 Cent on something bigger. So it was convenient for the actors to be in this video. But so you can expect her to be on a 50 Cent show, movie coming out, something along the lines of that. But you girls are not going to sit here and play with me and say, oh, you
they're saying that's her flow from Slumber Party. 6ix9ine took that. Don't ever try her like that.
you, and I knew you girls were going to say that, because you can play for Slumber Party and it sounds nothing alike, because the beat even sounds like 6ix9ine's beat, Murder on the Beats beat. Let's not play games, because that beat, it just has the up-tempo of but, and 6ix9ine's CP is slower. Like, y'all ain't going to sit here and play and try to act like you don't use other people's flow.
Somebody
it's
said
okay
nothing
because Cardi's even used Kodak Black's flow, so it's not a big deal. But I'm just saying, like, yeah, you know, it was cute. We'll
nothing
give her
groundbreaking.
Flowers.
She used the same flow she used on Fifi, Bubblegum Bar. She raps in bursts. She's a sprinter, not a marathon girl. Okay.
Who said that? What was that?
Somebody. That was a super chat, somebody said. And then, too, I'm here for it. I enjoyed it. And
I'm,
I think that
I'm honestly here for it, because I know she has a song coming out soon as well after this. Well, she's going to be a feature. Since we're on the topic, she's already had a song with JT from the City Girls. They've been talked. So I wasn't there for this conversation. Well, I think you were on Station Head talking about that. But it's very convenient for her to link up with them, because that's what ops do. When people don't like each other, that's what they do. Because you girls are forgetting that the Migos sued P. Because
you know what else I'm thinking about, too? I can't think about who. Now that we're talking about flows, what came to my mind, that first verse. Do you remember that song with Baby Keem and Kendrick Lamar? I don't know the name of it. It sounds like that first part, she kind of, it was like, it was, I don't know if it was Kendrick or Baby Keem, but she kind of used that flow too in the first part. But that sound is hot right now.
Family Ties, yeah.
Family Ties, yeah. If you go and listen to that, Family Ties, and then go listen to Do We Have a Problem?
Do We Have a Problem?
You could hear that she kind of pulled a little bit of her flow from that Family Ties energy too. I can't think of whose verse exactly it is, but I knew it came from somewhere. But there's nothing
but
wrong with that.
I'm not going to be a hater. The girl gave the girl actually did something different. The wigs for the rollout were tired. Besides the promo wig, it's no shade. Tay, like, girl, get it together, because them bob flip bobs was not given. The looks were okay. It was like color on color. Solid color on color, and then a big, chiffon thing, and a bra and a corset, which was normal. I just want her to step her looks up. Like, you know what I mean? It's no shade, because Rushka had a bunch of garments on set that she could have really, the Nikki could have really gave. I'm not going to be a hater, but the production was good. The video was cute. Right now, she's minimizing the video because nobody wants to sit there and watch 9 minutes. So, yeah, the Barbs know that already, too. But, yeah, you know, we'll talk in a couple
so
weeks.
So how do you feel about this era, though? But now, as far as the female rap, though, this is great, though, because it's going to force everybody to really put their best foot forward, which means we get great content.
More music. Like, right now,
yes,
it's literally like the girls are coming to play. Put it that
yes
way.
Yes.
And if
yes
you're not here for that, and it's okay to be Barty Gang, and it's okay to be a Barb, and it's okay to have our opinions, because I've never said the girl is a terrible rapper. The girl is an immaculate rapper. But her best verses are on features, like with all males. It's no shade. Her best mm-hmm verses have been with all male features, to me. And one thing that Nikki does not know how to do is pick a single. And it's no shade, like, because there's been songs that she's put out, and actually save this. Okay, I'm going to read something that one of my friends says. I said, now, while all the bells and all the whistles were clearly pulled out to make this moment for a single, I can't help but feel it was all wasted based on quality of the track. Here's the thing. Can Minaj rap? Absolutely. That's never up for debate. But is it a hit? Absolutely not.
I don't know if it's a hit.
The bustin' should have been, whether it's on like Fifi or not, it should have been her rollout single. Because when you hear her and Little Baby go back and forth, when you hear the rest of the song, you're gonna be like, oh, this should have been out since the beginning. And then like the beginning of the visual when she started that was like up to par. That was
everything.
Was very,
man, she
that was
everything.
Yeah. That was like old Nicki Minaj five star shit.
Yes.
I'm
yes,
not a hater.
Yes, yes. That was everything.
Like, so I'm not gonna hate, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not gonna sit here and bash the lady because she can bring it. She was just being lazy for so many years because she got too comfortable. And now since there's a lot of girls coming out, she's like, I need to get back in the ring. You know what I'm saying? She got her old team back, Rushka and Benny Boom, who directed the video. Shout out to Benny. And, you know, it is what it is. I'm here for the girls. There's good luck to you guys on Friday, though, because there's a couple of people dropping on Friday. Drake's about to drop tonight, just so you guys know. And,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm here, but I'm here for the summer. Yeah, good luck to all the girls because we decided this year the title of Queen of Rap is up for grabs in 2022. The crown is up for grabs.
We will, and this is how you will know it's good if they can actually stay stable. Charlie.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that's it. And that's all.
That's it. And that's all. And we're here to watch all the girls, and we're going to talk about them all. So, okay, boo,
right.
Thanks for calling in.
Wait, one last thing, because y'all will gag if these two ladies do make up. And I love my sis, but, you know, nothing is forever. Y'all will gag if they actually do make up. And it's just like, then what are you going to do? Just listen to the music. It is what it is.
Right.
It doesn't have to be. And, you know, some people get too. I was on Twitter like, it's not that serious. Like, flops and this and that. It's like, enjoy the music. Stream it. Help your favorite artist. That's what it's supposed to be about. It's fun. Y'all start getting chaotic.
All right, boo. That is the flow. It's Baby Keem's flow. That wasn't Lil Baby. I knew it was Baby Keem. So she adapted that flow. But that's okay. That's the new era. That's the new energy right now. So, yeah. But, yeah, that I like that flow on her. All right, boo. Bye.
Bye, friend.
All right, we'll take a couple more, and then I'm going to get up out of here because, you know, everybody is not going to get through. But listen, we also have to be objective here, guys. This is what makes this platform stand out. Y'all know I love all the girls. Listen, I am a commentator. I'm not going to be biased towards one way or another. So when one girl does something good, it does not take away from the other, okay? And let's be very clear here. There's no fan base, no person, no artist that I'm going to feel like I have to bash one and can't tell it. I'm not a hater. So I'm never going to sit on my – because you guys come here. We have one of the largest platforms to talk about female rap and hip-hop and news because why? I'm not going to sit up here and bash somebody when it's good. If you just sit up here and be a hater, people are going to just be like, you know what? I don't even want to watch this guy because he's going to hate. You can't sit up here and be negative all the time. That's unrealistic. Just like you can't be positive all the time. I can't be up here saying this is great, 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 great all the time. And I also can't say that I have to say this is bad, 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 bad. We have to be able to have a balanced space. Now, whether you agree with it or not, it is what it is. But here over at the Armand Wiggins Show, we're definitely going to celebrate the girls when they're doing well. We have our favorites. We have our people that we fool with. We have our people that we love, you know, and we're building relationships with. But at the end of the day, we're talking about the music. And nothing is – all that personal stuff goes out the window when we're talking about the music. And today's conversation is strictly about the music, and Nicki Minaj musically did what needed to be done, okay? She arrived. She set us up. She delivered. She did that. And it is what it is, okay? It is what it is. Take a couple more. 7591, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. So, you know, I wanted to call and talk about this Nicki track. I liked it. I wasn't blown away. But I liked it. You know, when I heard it, I said, it's Nicki. You know what I mean? It's nothing groundbreaking. It's nothing too exciting, but it is Nicki. I will say I did like that she, you know, put a foot forward for the video because, as previous caller stated, Nicki never really put too much into her video. So that alone was like, okay, Nikki is trying something new. I was definitely like, her acting is such a key. When they was in that interrogation room, right? She had took her jacket off just to get up 2 seconds later to walk out, right? And he had said an address. She goes, "Say, that's my address." Like, Miss Nikki. I said, "Miss Nikki, girl, what is this acting giving?" Because if you watch that scene, it looked like the whole time she wanted to bust out laughing. I'm like, I can tell that every time they cut, Nikki just started falling out. Like, yeah. She couldn't even take herself seriously. Like, I know Nikki knew that, you know what, this is a key, but I'm going to try to play serious and, like, get into my acting bag. And I'm like, come on, Miss Nikki. So I was like, okay, I see you. I see the budget. You know, it was definitely given budget and bars, and I appreciate that. She said something like, I don't know the exact line, but it was something about steak. And
Talked about that earlier. Mm-hmm.
Did you? I had liked that line. And she knew that line was it because she said it twice. Anytime Nikki know a line is it, she'll say it like 2 or 3 times. You know what I mean? So I was like, okay, Nikki, I see you. You know, I see the pin game is there for this one. As a bunch of other callers have said, that second record, it got Fifi written all over it. Soon as I heard it, I'm like, okay, this sound like what she gave, and I'm here with Tekashi, and then they call me Kardashian. I said, Nikki, we did this already, sis. You know what I'm saying? We did this already. If you want to do it again, that's fine, but just know that we was already down this road. You know what I mean? But I like this rollout. I like the rollout because last rollout with Queen, she was going on like this hobo tour, you know, crying about Cardi and busting all these shots at Cardi. And this time it's like, I see she's like in a better place and like, she's like more sweeter. You know, she's trying to make amends, you know, she's burying the hatchet, like her and City Girls made up. And I said, you know, what's going to be next, right? Her.
Well,
I think
the little Kim thing has already happened. I think that
coming.
Has already happened.
Yes.
I feel like the conversation
so
has
too.
Happened. I think that they already could.
Yes.
They already cool.
You saw when they interviewed her. She was like, yeah, you know, it's a couple of females that, you know, that I could go up against. And I'm like, it's only one. And that's Kim. That's the only one we want to see. You know,
and we're going to be here for that.
That's going to break the internet. And I feel like Nikki knows that right now, that's the biggest card she got in her hand. To play is that
well,
that'll, Kim card.
It, no, no, no.
You know
if
what I mean?
She do, if she play that Kim card, that changes the game for Nicki Minaj. That resurfaced, like, the respect, that, but beyond the music, that opens doors of, like, that have been closed for so long. Then we'll start seeing Nicki Minaj be celebrated more on these award shows.
Yes.
She'll start, you know, tribute. You know what I mean? Like, but a lot of industry, like, she would get a lot more industry support. She would get a lot more, like, the respect that she feels that she deserves, but a lot of people can't give her that because they feel like, girl, the way you came in and did Kim, we can't tribute that. We can't give you that love. So, and I feel like Nikki has put in a lot of work, but she's not really celebrated on a global level like that by her peers and just by the industry.
Yes.
But because of that little Kim situation. Once she does that, there's going to be a tide that turns over for Nicki Minaj where she's honestly going to feel like she should have done it sooner.
Sooner. Like, you know what?
I feel like she do something like that, Nicki Minaj will mess around and all of a sudden she'll be getting a Hollywood Walk of Fame and all kinds of, like, she'll just be this celebrity. You'll just start seeing her get all this stuff. Like, you know what I mean? She'll get all the awards and accolades that she feels that she deserves, and she might. Because that Kim thing is not done, that's what's holding her back.
That's what's holding her back. It's been this black cloud over her head her entire career because she literally came in the game busting shots at Kim. Like, I remember, like, it was because I grew up on Kim. So when she did that Hot 97 interview back in 2010 with Angie, and she was like, oh, and, you know, just like she opened doors for me, I'm opening doors for her. And it's like when a parent got to beat the child, and She was being so disrespectful, like my mouth was on the floor. I was like, no, she's not coming at Kim like this. You know, mm-hmm. So it just, for me, that's going to be a full circle moment. Her and Kim should have been buried this hatchet. It's, to be honest, they both need each other. They both
at
need each
point.
Other right now because
yes.
at this point, because Nikki needs that look and Kim needs that look. And when they both come together,
that
like
record
said,
is going number
Nikki.
One.
Ooh, let me tell you, the gates is going to open wide for
Ooh,
Nikki.
Oh, my
and
God.
Kim
but then that changes female rap and hip hop. That is the moment. And they need to do
yes.
it now.
To do it, I feel like that's the healing that the world needs right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that Nikki and Kim, I feel like if that happens, it's nobody that can't set their differences to the side. You know what I mean? Like, there should be nobody in the hip-hop game beefing. If Kim and Nikki can come together after, you know what I'm saying, their 10-15 year, you know, beef, man, it's, we can't be stopped. So,
all right, boy, I
got to
let you go.
Go ahead.
But thank you so much for calling in. We got into some things. All right. Listen, guys, this has been a phenomenal show. If you guys didn't get in, now please know that you guys can always come on the next show. Just make